This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells. From pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever, you need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
In the last year, our world has experienced great upheaval. Growing crisis in food insecurity, record heat, floods and droughts, COVID-19, inflation.
We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy.
End of quote.
If I were President Biden, I wouldn't go on TV ever again.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Well, arrests are being made around Boston as climate protesters are blocking traffic.
When I get arrested, I get treated very differently, and I'm going to get bailed out.
Well, isn't that special?
Unchained and unstoppable.
Dr. Fauci.
You're hiding me. What is it that you do here? Merchandising.
Merchandising? What's that?
Merchandising. Come, I'll show you.
You know, they're kind of cute, but it's, you know, bobbleheads and candles and things like that.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. This is going to be the hour of Brandon with his speech today at the United Nations. Turtle Bay.
No, 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 no.
I'll give you just a hint before the chump line. We'll just give you a tease. Cut 16.
So let this be the moment we find within ourselves the will to turn back the tide of climate devastation, and unlock a resilient, sustainable, clean energy economy to preserve our planet.
And thus avoid climate devastation, which could lead to, which could be a global game changer. 844-500-4242. We got a million of them, folks. We got a million of them. But first, the chump line.
It's the first day of fall, and the climate is about to change.
I thought it was tomorrow, but maybe today. I don't know. Yeah, the climate is going to change. I'm going to...
I think tomorrow's the first full day of
fall. Oh, okay. I'm going to ask the Magic 8 Ball. What's going to happen in the climate, with the climate, in the coming months? The days will grow shorter. By December 21st, the sun will set around 4 o'clock Eastern Time.
Well, they fit a lot of answers into that little thing, huh?
They do. This is a new super model of the Magic 8 Ball.
I think I know the answer. However, were the hippies at Emma Foley interviewed sporting man buns?
Is Emma there? What does Emma say? Give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down. No, we don't. We don't. What did she say?
Goatees, yes. She didn't see any man buns that she noticed.
Okay. I hope they were wearing Birkenstocks, too. You know, do they still have Boston police horses? They used to have the police horse. They used to scare the bleep out of the hippies back in the 80s with the police horses. If you got stomped on by a Boston police horse and you're wearing Birkenstocks, you'll be on crutches for the rest of the year, for sure. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent on you to get prepared. When global unrest is endangering your food supply chain, get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie10 to get 10% off your next purchase.
I don't know why you conservatives are complaining so much. Martha's Vineyard is a sanctuary community. It's a sanctuary for us. so stay out.
Exactly. You got to hear this cut from KJP about what it was like for the illegal aliens to go to Martha's Vineyard. Cut 37.
Has the president reached out to any of these governors?
So here's the thing, and I was asked this question earlier today. I don't know why we would reach out to a governor or governors who are clearly playing a political game, right? It is something that they're doing not to find a solution, but to literally put people's lives at risk.
By sending them to Martha's Vineyard. Well, Ted Kennedy certainly put Mary Jo Kopechne's life at risk, didn't he, when he brought her to Martha's Vineyard.
I don't know why people are worried about Putin. Just have DeSantis drop off 50 illegal aliens in Russia, and they'll break down in total chaos.
Good point.
Yes, this is Kamala Harris. I just want to let you know that business is in business to stay in business.
And I'd like to point out to Peekaboo James, the Attorney General of New York, that yes, Donald J. Trump was trying to generate profits and unjustly enrich himself and his family. It's called capitalism. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Grandpa Joe. You will give me an inflation inch and I'll give you an inflation mile.
That sound cut from 60 Minutes hasn't got nearly enough play. Inflation's up, isn't it, Mr. President? Only an inch? That's what he said.
The frauds are accusing Trump of fraud. How ironic.
Very well put.
DeSantis tried to utilize the sanctuary state, which made the islanders very irate. They faked a swoon, then changed their tune. Deportation soon became the dictate.
Yes. And do we know where the tour bus went today? Maybe they took him down to Providence Place. You know, let him hang out at the mall.
Pretty dangerous area, no?
Yeah, I guess that is. That's true. That's true. Not like it used to be. Maybe just drop them off at the Biltmore.
Maybe for a hike in Blue Hills or something like that.
That would, you know, there's some danger there too with some of the, well, I won't get into what goes on when you get off the trail in the Blue Hills.
Come on, man. I've had a great couple of days. First I had the interview with Morley Safer, and now I'm going to the League of Nations. I can't wait to walk up to Cadillo Francisco Franco at the Bogota and say, guess who just ended your Spanish flu pandemic? The Vice President of the United States, Gamera, pal! Not a joke!
Whatever happened to Haile Selassie? Is he here today? Haile, stand up!
From what I hear, Kathy Griffin is looking all over the internet trying to find a fake Ron DeSantis head.
Yeah, did you hear that? They are now talking about what a great guy. Now, first they said, the New York Times said last week that DeSantis is worse than Trump, and that Trump is actually is a charming guy with some eccentricities. And now they're saying that DeSantis, well, listen, this is Mara Gay. I think she's from the New York Times. She's math challenged, but she's on MSNBC when she's not writing for the New York Times. Cut 38.
It is a great political play for him. I mean, what a sad fact. I think that the politics of the Republican Party is just play to the base as long and as hard as you can. And that's what this is. I don't know how he's going to pivot from that it makes me think 20 years ago, compassionate conservatism of George Bush. I mean, we're living in a completely different universe, obviously. But at the end of the day, he doesn't care about the migrants. He doesn't care about a solution at the border. And I really doubt that he cares about people who are living at the border, who are American citizens, who have reasonable concerns about this. What he cares about is his own standing with the base and, of course, trying to out-Trump. or out Fox Trump. I don't know. What are we?
That was incoherent, but the important thing to remember is that George W. Bush has now been totally rehabilitated. Kind of like Bain Capital was. When Mitt Romney was running for president as a Republican, it was the worst company in the world. Then Deval Patrick was unemployed, needed a job, and they hired him. It was the best company in the world. It's funny how these things work.
And now, back to the Martha's Vineyard Concert for the Migrants, starring James Taylor.
To the Cape and Islands, this land was made for you and me. Now get on the hell out of here.
They've made an indelible mark on the island, and we're going to have to bring in some counselors so that we can get through our PTSD.
Just like James Taylor changed rock and roll.
Hello, Martha's Vineyard. Are you ready to watch me play guitar on a stool? Now here's a song that's basically directions to Boston.
Can I get me some closure here on Martha's Vineyard?
I was misled. I was put on a jet airplane. It was a nice airplane and sent to a beautiful island where they gave us beautiful food, and they gave us a nice place to stay at night. And then the next day, the army showed up and crowded us on the buses. They took us to barracks on a stinking Air Force base. It's not like the vineyard. There's no espresso. There's no croissants. There's no white wine and cheese platter. Oh, the humanity.
And then I went to Hyannis. And my three welfare cards didn't work, and they cut me off, and I could have no more cerveza. And then they threw me out on the street when the bar closed at 1 a.m.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every day. The Chump Line number, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line and leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second Chump Line of the day, that would be Chopped Chumps. That's where we put all the messages that we didn't have room for just now. Chopped Chumps is posted every weeknight evening around 7 o'clock. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent on you to be prepared. When global unrest is endangering your food supply chain, get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie10 to get 10% off your next purchase.
And now, back to the Martha's Vineyard Concert for the Migrants, starring James Taylor.
To the Cape and Islands, this land was made for you and me. Now get on the hell out of here.
If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to the work that Patriot Mobile has been doing in multiple school districts in Texas. The left is losing their minds as their candidates lose their elections. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider, and it's a force for conservative values. This is because they take a portion of your bill and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in, among other things, the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment. And they are winning. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even your business. They offer the same great nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, they're supporting conservative values with every call. When you pay your bill at Patriot Mobile, you won't be supporting wokeness. You'll be supporting the values you want to instill back in America. Go to patriotmobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code Howie. It only takes a few minutes to activate your phone with Patriot Mobile, and it can be done easily. I did it, so I'm sure you can do it as well. Special discounts are also available for veterans and first responders. Join our movement, make the switch today, and a difference tomorrow. That's patriotmobile.com/Howie. patriotmobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. I just did a spot for Patriot Mobile. And one of our listeners wanted to call in and give him a plug. So I want to talk to him. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hello, sir. Love the show.
Thank you.
You guys always do a great job. I'm super proud that you guys support Patriot Mobile. Me and my fiance, we live off-grid. I'm actually heading up my half-mile driveway off into the woods. We don't even have an address. I just revolutionized a solar panel setup, and we switched from Verizon because we can't stand their leftist ways, and went over to Patriot Mobile. The signal is three times as good as Verizon was. And we couldn't be happier with it. We're saving $80 to $100 a month versus what we were paying with Verizon for two lines with unlimited everything.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we're saving money too. And you know, it gave us a chance to look at all of our bills. And we realized that one of our daughters is just keeps hitting us up for, you know, all these extra charges. So, you know what we did, Nick? We cut her off.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, sometimes they get a fly from the nest, right?
But it's, you know, it's good. I mean, not only is the money not going to going to the woke causes that are supported by Verizon and all the other major companies, but you know, it forces you to take a look at all your charges, and I guarantee you, you'll probably find something. You know, we've had three kids on our plan since they were in high school or probably middle school. And now we only have two instead of three.
No, they do great. And it's awesome that you guys keep supporting them, keep advertising for them. You guys do great. Love the show always. I listen every day. You guys take care. And
thank you.
If you ever get any of those Howie Carr PETA t-shirts back in stock, I had one years ago because I won it for calling in. But
yeah.
It disappeared. Somebody else kept it.
Nick, would you like a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt?
Oh, absolutely, sir.
Hold on. You're going to get one. Ty, I want you to talk to Matt or Emma in the back there, and you're going to get a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. And thanks for promoting patriotmobile.com. If you want to make the switch, go to patriotmobile.com/Howie. patriotmobile.com/Howie. Today's poll question is brought to you by Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What will the climate protesters receive for their actions in Boston today? A fine, jail time, or a pat on the back?
A pat on the back.
95% say a pat on the back. 3% say fine, and 2% say jail time.
844-500-4242. So Biden was at the United Nations today to deliver the speech, and he was Brandon being Brandon. Cut to.
Let us speak plainly. A permanent member of the United Nations Security Council invaded its neighbor, attempted to erase a sovereign state from the map. Russia has shamelessly violated the core tenets of the United Nations Charter. No more important than the clear prohibition against countries taking the territory of their neighbor by force.
The clear tenets, not the tenets. Tenants. Did they violate the core landlords? of the UN Charter. We'll play some more when we come back. If you want to join us, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Or you can text Howie to 617-213-1066. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Speaking of getting a new phone plan, going to Patriot Mobile, 508 says, we still have a 30-year-old and a 34-year-old on the phone bill. They're like termites, tough to get rid of them. Yeah, she was getting new phones, too, the one we got rid of. I mean, Why did she need a new phone? I mean, I've had this phone for a couple of years. The only time I get a new phone is when I forget to take it out of my pants before I throw it in the washing machine. Then I get a new phone. Or I drop it. What do you need a new phone for? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. 844-500-4242-339 says, just received the mailing from Fair Share for Massachusetts. You know what that means, Fair Share. That means they want people who work to pay more money to those people who don't work. They want Americans to pay more money to people who are in the country illegally. Vote yes on question one. They're backed by the teachers union. It will only tax those who make over $1 million. Sounds familiar. Yes, it is familiar. It's a pig in a poke. It's been rejected 5 times by the voters, but they're counting on the dumbing down of the electorate to get it passed this time. And believe me, if you always wanted to be a millionaire, just vote for question one, and you'll be a millionaire, at least for income tax purposes in the state of Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Great show, guys.
Thanks.
Question for you. Now, if Donald Trump should get convicted for anything, and just off the top of his head, okay, now, and the people want him as president, can he still be elected as president, even though he's convicted?
Yes, I believe so, yes. I think the only thing is you have to be a natural-born American citizen, and you have to be 35 years old, and so he fits the definition, yes. I think a lot of this, Joe, is just to kind of, kind of muddy the water, keep his name in the headlines, and rather than inflation and energy costs and the problems that have been brought on in the last 20 months, they just want to change the subject. That's what this is all about right now.
Oh yeah, it is.
I don't think they have.
All right, that's what I need to know.
Yeah, I don't think they have a chance of putting him in. I shouldn't say that. I mean, the deep state. They'll try to do anything they can, but this is a civil lawsuit, but they say they're going to try to refer everything to the IRS and the feds to try to get some kind of, criminal case going against them. But it's ridiculous. I think 844-500-4242. So Brandon was at the UN today, and he was talking about Russia and China, and it's the usual incoherence. Cut five.
Whoever you are, wherever you live, whatever you believe, that should make your blood run cold.
So obviously he has no idea what he's reading, because how do you confuse that should not make your blood run cold with that should make your blood run cold?
Everybody's entitled to be an idiot.
You know, the more I see of this war in Ukraine, the more I think that it's a total disaster. Think about what happened in Minnesota yesterday. They arrested, indicted 47 people for stealing $250 million from the COVID relief programs. $250 million. And the U.S. attorney said this is just the floor. I mean, there's probably a lot more. They haven't found out yet. All Democrats, too, by the way. All Ilhan Omar supporters, if you get what I'm saying, except for the one at the top. And And if they can steal $250 million from a federal program in the heartland, how much do you think they're stealing out of Ukraine, out of this $25 billion? But Brandon's he's bragging about how much money we're sending over there. Cut six.
The United States has marshaled massive levels of security assistance and humanitarian aid and direct economic support for Ukraine. More than $25 billion to date.
More than $25 billion to date. You know what that tells me? There's going to be some Ukrainians living in my condo in Palm Beach. Doesn't matter if the price doubles again this year. They'll still have plenty of money. $25 billion, that buys you a lot of condos, even in Palm Beach. Cut nine.
But as we meet today, the UN Charter's very basis of a stable and just rule-based order is under attack by those who wish to tear it down or distort it for their own political advantage.
The UN Char.
Biden's losing it.
Waiter, do you have any Arctic Char? I prefer Arctic Char to UN Char.
Come on, man.
Cut 10.
As President Truman said in 1945, the UN Charter, and I quote, is proof that nations like men can state their differences, can face them, and then can find common ground on which to stand, end of quote.
Did he say end of quote? Did Harry S. Truman say end of quote?
To stand, end of quote.
End of quote. End of quote. Cut 11.
Members of the UN Security Council, including the United States, should consistently uphold and defend the UN Charter and refrain from the use of the veto.
The United States
should consistently uphold and defend the UN Charter and refrain from the use of the veto.
By the way, was Al Sharpton in the audience, Taylor? Was Al Sharpton there? He's from New York. I think he lives in Fort Lee, New Jersey, but he operates his outfit out of New York. This is Al Sharpton just very recently. We interrupted Brandon Cutts for an Al Sharpton cut. Cut 16.
Good evening and welcome to Politics Nation. Tonight's lead, divided we stand, united.
That was very Brandon-esque of him, wasn't it? Divided we stand, united. Cut 12.
As I said last year, the United States is opening an era of relentless diplomacy to address the challenges that matter most to people's lives, all people's lives. Tackling climate crisis, as the previous speaker spoke to, strengthening global health security, feeding the world. Tackling climate crisis, as the previous speaker spoke to.
Speaker. What if we elected a guy to Congress named Spoker and he rose to the top and we'd become Speaker.
As the previous speaker spoke to.
As the previous speaker spoke. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers and spoke. Cut 15.
Much of Pakistan is still underwater.
Who said that? Did Speaker Spoker say that? Let me hear that one again.
Much of Pakistan is still underwater.
Much of Pass. Gamera. United States Gamera. Cut 17.
And as Russia's war riles the global economy, we're also calling on major global creditors, including the non-Paris Club countries, to transparently negotiate debt forgiveness for lower-income countries, to forestall broader economic and political crisis around the world.
Yes. As Russia's war rolls royce the economy. Cut 19.
Russia shunned the non-proliferation ideals embraced by every other nation at the 10th NPT review conference.
He has no idea what he's saying. Did he say Rosh Hashanah or Russia shunned?
That's what I thought, too. I had to translate that.
Let me hear that one again. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Russia shunned the non-proliferation.
When is Rosh Hashanah? It's next week, I think, isn't it? Rosh Hashanah, next week. The nuclear proliferation. Aishan. Okay. 844-500-4242. Cut 23.
Thank you for tolerance, for listening to me. I appreciate it very much. God bless you all.
Thank you for tolerance, for this. 508 says, you got to put speaker spoker to the top of the rotation. There's a lot of good stuff in here. 844-500-4242. You got any thoughts on Brandon's peroration today? You know, it really puts the Gettysburg Address in the outhouse, doesn't it? I mean, it's better than the Sermon on the Mount. 844-500-4242. We will be right back and we'll take some calls. Fall is just around the corner. It starts today, actually, and as cold weather sets in, your body can get tighter and more rigid. For the month of September, Balance 7 is offering $15 off to my listeners. Personally, I'm ready for the new season. My case of Balance 7 is already shipped to Florida. With $15 off and free shipping, this is the perfect time to give Balance 7 a try. If you're already a satisfied Balance 7 customer, take advantage of this savings with code Howie. When you buy the 4-pack, you're spending less than $2 per day for great energy. Compare that to what you spend every morning at your local coffee shop. Wouldn't it be better to get Balance 7 and have energy throughout the day for less than $2? Stop procrastinating and get Balance 7. You know you should steer clear of those sugary energy drinks just loaded with caffeine, because you know what happens, you just crash later in the day. Balance 7 dilutes the acids that's built up from eating acidic foods. When that acid's neutralized, your immune system is functioning as if you were 20 years old again. Balance 7 drives out the acid built up from beer, wine, soft drinks, processed meats, and other foods, so you feel better, sleep better. Also helps with acid reflux, heartburn, or joint discomfort. I'm a real customer of Balance 7, not just a paid endorser. I've been using the product for over a year, and I pay for it. I just love Balance 7 because it's good for me. It's made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order at balance7.com and use code word Howie to save $15 and get free shipping. Call 800-793-9039 and don't forget code word Howie. Do your body a favor, order now. I'm Howie Carr.
Knock it off with them negative waves. Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
Howie Carr.
Number 4, Bobby Orr.
Howie Carr is back.
I want to hear speaker spoker spoke again. Spoker speaker spoke.
As I said last year, the United States is opening an era of relentless diplomacy to address the challenges that matter most to people's lives, all people's lives. Tackling climate crisis, as the previous speaker spoke to. Strengthening global health security. Feeding the world.
Eat the rich. Another old saying from the 70s when he talks about feeding the world. 844-500-4242.
Speaker spoke to.
Oh, Lord. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah. Thank you for Radio Free America. It's beautiful what you're doing. But I'm laughing. I can't stop laughing. But to think about it, it's embarrassing that a man like this is in charge of this country. It's awful. It's awful.
It is. Elections have consequences, Mike. I mean, it's become a cliche, but it's true. I mean, this is what happens. You know, I think H.L. Mencken said the Americans get what they deserve, and a lot of times they get it good and hard. We're getting it good and hard right now.
It's coming down the road for the future, but it doesn't look good. This younger generation, they just don't really, they don't get it. Anyway, thank you for your service, and great show.
Thanks. Keep listening, Mike. 844-500-4242.
Because as we all know, elections matter. And when folks vote, they order what they want, and in this case, they got what they asked for.
It's time for a chew and screw by the population of the United States of America. I'm not even going to dine before I dash. 844-500-4242. There is some good news today. The mask and COVID-19 vaccine mandate imposed on the federal Head Start program, meaning little kids, was struck down today by a U.S. judge who said the mandate is clearly outside the power of the agency that promulgated and enforced it. This is from a Trump judge named Terry Doty. The mandate, the court finds that the agency defendants have exceeded their authority by implementing the Head Start mandate because Congress only gave agency defendants the power to, quote, modify, unquote, Head Start performance standards. The Head Start mandate is not a modification. Better late than never. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, hey, Howie, great. Another great show today. A couple calls ago, the guy was saying, could Trump be elected if he had been convicted of something? And a good answer for that. But the warrant for Mar-a-Lago, if you read it, the beginning talks about some sections of code. And in there, it says if he's found that he's not disclosing these documents and hiding them, he cannot hold any elected office. And I think that's what they're going for there. If you read the details of that code, that's how sneaky they are. They're going to try to pin him on that and then say, therefore, he's unelected, can't be elected.
You know, I know that's probably what they're going to try to do or what they would like to do, but I just don't think they're going to be able to get away with it. I mean, I think the more likely scenario is that they just want to keep dusting him up and just keep, you know, again, they're going after all these suburban moms and the people who drifted away in the affluent suburbs in some of the swing states. They're buckling under the high prices and all the chaos and the crime in the streets, but they're just trying to change the subject. They only have two issues. One is Trump and the other one is abortion. And if you see those Maggie Hassan TV ads, you know, it doesn't matter if you're in New Hampshire or Boston, you're going to see them. Because she's got a ton of money. And she's running, before she was running, I'm a Republican and I'm trying to cut your gas prices. Now she's running as I'm going to protect a woman's right to choose. That's all they got. They just got Trump and abortion. That's it. And they're just trying to change the subject. One of the VIPs today brought me a couple of win buttons. Whip inflation now. The old timers will remember that. This is from the Ford days. Whip inflation now. This one here, this is from an appreciation rally for Senator Dole and President Ford from Wichita, Kansas on November 2nd, 1974. And I've read about this in stories about the late Senator Dole. That he was running against a congressman who was a physician. And the guy was almost beating him. It was ahead of him in the polls. They thought Dole was going to lose the seat because of the Watergate backlash. I think people are at least as angry now as they were in 1974. The Republicans couldn't change the subject. I don't think the Democrats can change the subject.